Alrighty, big show today. Big show today. Jim McMahon, the former Chicago Bears Super Bowl winning quarterback, joins me. A retired Major Ed Polito. He is an American hero. What a great story. Good guy. This is the Rock Stops Here podcast, and it is brought to you by the most reliable, dependable businesses I've ever been associated with, the one, the only Lipton Window and Door out of Newport Richey, Florida. If you are living in Hillsborough, Pasco, Pinellas, or Hernando counties, they will give you the best value, cost-cutting-edge technology. Customer service is their number one priority, fully trained staff. They are the premier window and door contractor in all of Tampa Bay. Lipton Window and Door. Tim Lipton at the helm. They've been in business for decades. They are the best. Factory back warranty, hurricane protection, replacement windows, patio doors, double hung windows, metal storm panels. It'll help you reduce your energy cost. 100% financing available. It's it. Lipton Window and Door. They're in Newport Richey. Visit them, or you can call them at 727-372-2455. 727-372-2455. Lipton Window and Door. Lipton will donate $100 from every job they do to Southeast Guide Dogs out of Bradenton. Tim Lipton and his gang at Lipton Window and Door of Newport Richey. All right, let me get to my guest, and then, of course, I got a lot of stories, a lot of stuff going on, especially in the boxing world. A good friend of mine is going to be fighting for a big fight. And then, of course, the Tyson and Jake Paul. So many people talking about this. I'm going to talk about it as well. Behind the scenes stories. But let me get to my guest. This was at the John Daly's Legends Celebrity Golf Tour. This was the night before they were going to play golf the next day at TPC. This was at Hard Rock. They had their big gala the night before. It was great. A lot of big names were there, including Jim McMahon. I feel for the guy because I've seen him at the last two Super Bowls, last year on Radio Row with Kyle Turley, and they were going around and he was being pushed in a wheelchair. And then that was in Phoenix, and then this year in Vegas. And so I saw him. I said, Jim, here you are. I was always been a big fan, and I really was. Oh my God. Remember when he put the white headband on. It said Roselle, because it was Commissioner Pete Roselle. He did things his way. Hell of a quarterback. I really, really respected him. But anyway, I'm going to play this for you now and see what you think. And then I'm going to talk, and then I'm bringing in retired Major Ed. Phenomenal. So without further ado, let's get to it. Here we go. Rock Stops Here. Podcast, Jim McMahon. All right, I am with the great Jim McMahon. I know there's been ups and downs with your health. How are you doing right now, Jim?
Well, I've been struggling with a bad foot for the last 2.5 years. Had a simple surgery 2.5 years ago. A little bone off my ankle and some spurs and got infected. Been 6 surgeries since and it's still not working. So I wish they'd just cut it off so I wouldn't have to deal with it anymore.
I tell you, man, I saw you at the Super Bowl, and I know you were down being pushed around in a wheelchair. You're walking around, at least, you know.
I'm stumbling around. Yeah, it's just a pain to get around, especially on a golf course. But figure, bad golf's better than no golf. So.
Now I know, you know, now marijuana is legal in so many states. The medical marijuana, so many use it. You were in the forefront with that, and especially for players. Wasn't that true?
Well, we've been trying. Kyle Turley and I, we started Revenant, our company, 3 years ago, and been trying to get the NFL to stop testing for it. They're still the only sports league that still does, but they're tied into Big Pharma. So they get free pills, so they're... I guess that's why they're not doing what they should be doing.
When you look back at your career, you had so many great moments. Was winning the Super Bowl number one for you, Jim?
I mean, that's why you play the game. Let's try to win a championship. We were lucky enough to win one in Chicago. Should have been a few more, but things don't always work out the way they're planned. I was lucky enough to get a second ring with Green Bay my last year, so you know, I had a great time. I played 15 years, seven teams, and got no regrets.
What was the best part of it? Was it being around teammates that were in a battle to make a run? Was that the best part of it when you win a championship, Jim?
Yeah, that's what you miss when you quit. It's just hanging out with your guys. And just we had a lot of great people, a lot of great football players, but a lot of great people. A lot of fun to be around. So, yeah, that's what you miss.
What do you think of the NFL game today? Is there any part of it that you don't like? Are the athletes just so much better? What about the NFL game today, Jim?
I don't watch, so I could care less. I've been out 28 years, and I check on friends of mine that are still coaching. Andy Reid just won another Super Bowl. Andy and I were teammates back in college, so I've known him since the late 70s. So glad to see his success.
Awesome. Here's my last one. I ask everyone that has made it to the top, you made it to the top in the NFL, all that jazz. What advice do you have, the best advice to a young person? Whether it's football or whatever it is in life, what would be the best piece of advice you could give?
Don't give up. Pretty simple. You want to be able to do something, you got a commitment, don't give up. Keep working towards that. Things will work out.
Awesome. Thank you, Jim.
All right, man.
Yeah, I mean, I feel for him. I hope he can get relief, whether it's somehow miraculously they can fix his foot and he'll be good as new, and if not, amputation. I mean, you can have a really, really good life, with the right prosthetic. Listen, I'm not in that situation, but I felt kind of bad. And at first I was like, I was shocked. Like, wow. Doesn't watch football. He's against it. And I think he's just unhappy, man. He's had this situation for a couple of years now. And I was like, man, I don't even know if I want to play that. You know, I don't want to put it. No. And I came home and I told my wife, I said, I feel bad for him. I want to see him smile and be happy. And he just doesn't seem like it. And she's like, no, that's reality, you know? And so anyway, Jim, I wish you well. I really do, man. I really do. I was a big fan, and I'm pulling for you, and I hope somehow there will be a solution to your health situation. I really, really do, Jim. I do. And thanks for sitting down for me, man. You know, when you're not happy and you did it for me, you didn't have to. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, flip side. Let me welcome in retired Major Ed Polito. This guy he's an American hero. The situation with him, I believe it was back in 2004, and he stepped on a bomb, and he had 14 hours of, they flew him to Baghdad, 14 hours of surgery, then to Walter Reed in Germany. They ended up amputating his leg, and he says that it was the worst day of his life, and also the best day of his life, because he has turned his whole thought process around in trying to help people. He believes in our country so much, America. And he has been involved with John Daly for years with the foundation Heart of a Lion. They help out first responders. They help out those in need and kids and what they do for that. And now John Daly's Legend Celebrity Golf Tour is taking it a step further to try to even bring in more funds, volunteers to help with Heart of a Lion. But anyway, this is retired Major Ed. And after I sat down, I didn't know him. I had seen him on video. I knew he had been with John Daly, and they were two buds. And I was blown away after I actually did the interview. Incredible, man. He can motivate you. What a story. Major Ed, take it away. All right, Mel, tell me how you got involved with the great Long John Daly.
Well, it was so funny. We were sitting in his kitchen after I brought my boys and my fraternity brothers to play golf with John. And we sat in his kitchen, and I remember him saying, hey, we need to do something together. We need to create our own legacy. And I had just retired from another organization, and he said, you know what, we ought to start something that's me and you. And I was like, wow, that's powerful. I said, what would we call it? And all of a sudden he said, well, you know what, you're the Purple Heart and I'm the Lion. And then that's how the Heart of a Lion was born, in the kitchen. Great idea. John was just ecstatic. But there's some other power play going on there too that I can't talk about, but certainly it was just magical. And we got together because we had a shared interest. His philanthropy, my philanthropy, coming together, mental, physical, and wellness to our nation's veterans and their families, our first responders, and taking care of America's children through Boys and Girls Club and St. Jude's and other causes. And that's how it all got together, and that's what we're all about now at the Heart of a Lion.
Now, this John Daly's Celebrity Legends Tour, is that just another avenue to make it the Heart of a Lion, like, bigger?
Yes, and that's the intent. So when I met Ron, I connected him to John, and those brands came together, and we decided, hey, why don't we just put our name to this tour? And then that way, there's substance behind it, but the golf emphasis to it, too, because John, of course, you know, Long John, I mean, hey, it just makes business sense. So with John's, you know, support, and he's the journeyman of golf. I'm telling you, so many people follow him, love him. He's my hero, my friend, but I've seen how powerful of an individual he is because he does things on his own terms. And that to me is so real. And that's what people are thriving for today in America is realism. And that's what this tour is all about too, is being real, connection, love for one another. And then the game of golf is all a part of that. And TPC Tampa making it happen, it doesn't even get any better than that.
That's beautiful. For those that are not familiar with your story, you are an American hero. Tell us about your story.
Well, it's interesting. I got to tell you that sometimes I even wonder how I get honored. You know what I mean? But this week I'm being honored by the National Quarterback Club. Jim McMahon's going to be there in Scottsdale. I'm getting the Legacy Award from them for the work that I've done on behalf of our nation's veterans and their families. But I hit a 250-pound bomb, died three times, came back, and I always tell people God had a special place and a special mission for me, and that was to do something purposeful and pay it forward using my faith, my love for country, and my love for family. And that to me is those three building blocks of success. And you know what, at the end of the day, hitting that roadside bomb was the best thing that ever happened to me.
Unbelievable. After that happened, was it at first, why me? And or how long did it take for you to realize that you are going to turn that into a positive?
Well, I have to tell you, you don't really realize any of that. You're dealing with mental and physical wounds. I was suicidal, I was down, I was dark. I mean, I'm not gonna tell you that it was a rosy path, but what happens is that there's people that come in your life that make you think about where your purpose is and where your passion needs to lie. And for me, it was my mother and my father and my wife and my family rallying around me and saying, you know, you could sit there and grieve or get up and succeed. And you better get up and succeed. And those motivating words were the inspiration for me to say, you know what, I can't give up. The other piece to that is that I saw people that were worse than I was, that were severely injured, triple amputees, double amputees. And I'm thinking to myself, that's a bad day. I don't have anything to worry about. And so I got up. I took my first steps after an amputation, and now, you know what, I haven't looked back. I haven't looked back because my faith drives me, but also the fact that I love this country, And I love America and what it stands for. And that, to me, is the beacon of light for all of us. Think about those World War II veterans and World War I veterans when they came back. They just came back and they went back to work. And that's my attitude, too. I got to get back. I got to get back to work, successful and empowering. And look where I'm at now. And you know what? I don't want to pat myself on the back. I'm on this journey because so many people have been on my side, including John Daly.
Wow. Last but not least, I always ask everyone, what advice do you have for a young person to make it in life? Not only career, in life. What's the best piece of advice you can give a young person today?
Well, listen to your elders, number one. And number two, when I was 17 years old, when I took the oath of office to defend this great nation, do something purposeful, not for yourself, but for the empowerment of what you're supposed to do in this country and giving back. Because to me, that was so powerful, was that seeing all these people before me and what they had done to be successful in life, that all I needed was the building block and support and the mentorship, and that's what I've received. And to me, we've lacked that. We've lacked mentorship in this country. We've lacked mentorship. I'll give you an example. People that want to do, you know, that may want to be a reporter, or that may want to do exactly what you're doing. Like, there has to be someone that motivates us to do these things. And for me, my father was in the military, so that motivated me. Ronald Reagan was a beacon of light because I loved his inaugural address in 1981, which motivated me. And then I worked with some great generals like General Franks, Petraeus, and others who motivated me. My point is that, you know, like John F. Kennedy said years ago, man, I'm telling you, those words that he said years ago is the empowerment of what we're all today. And that to me is that, you know what? We could stand on this mountain, but man, I'm not standing alone on the mountain. I'm standing with everybody that's gotten me up there. And I give credit where credit is due all times.
It's a pleasure and an honor. Continued success. And I hope you and John just grow this Heart of the Lion and this celebrity golf tournament.
But thank you so much. And on behalf of John Daly, hoorah!
Thank you, Major Ed. It was an honor to meet you, and I'm sure I'll be seeing you again down the road. And I'm glad you're partnering with John Daly, the John Daly's Legends Celebrity Golf Tour. I think that's going to be great. That's going to help out Heart of a Lion. And boy, oh boy, you just keep preaching your message. And I love your patriotism and your enthusiasm, and it's great. It's great. It's great. It's great. So thank you, Jim McMahon. Thank you, Major Ed. Retired Major Ed. Alrighty. It's been a busy week. It's been a busy week. It's been a great week. It's been a great week. I'm more and more involved, man. We're about to bring on another sponsor, it looks like. I want to thank, though, the main sponsor of the Rock Stops Here podcast, and that is Lipton Window and Door of Newport Richey. They serve Hillsborough, Pasco, Pinellas, and Hernando counties. Residential, your business, schedule an appointment today. Visit their showroom in Newport Richey, Florida, or Lipton will come to you at your home or your job site. Fully trained staff, factory-backed warranty. Tim Lipton is the owner. They've been in business for decades. They are the best in Tampa Bay. Number one in customer service, number one in fair prices, and number one in exceptional product. Replacement doors, replacement windows. Someone at Lipton will always answer the phone. Hurricane protection. Hurricane season is on the way. Give them a call. Lipton Window and Door. Tell them Rock Riley sent you. The Rock Stops Here podcast. You heard it on here. 727-372-2455. 727-372-2455. It is Lipton Window and Door. With Tim Lipton, they are the best. And the John Daly's legendary Legend Celebrity Golf Tour is just in its existence. I was very, very impressed with them. They're going to continue to just go around the country and get bigger and bigger. Coming up in April, they're going to be in Atlantic City, in May in Phoenix, in Atlanta in June. Later in June, it's going to be Park City, Utah, Nashville, and the last 2 weeks, and then the championship tournament is going to be in Vegas. So check them out. Go to the website. Again, John Daly's Legends Celebrity Golf Tour. Google it. And they can always use your help and your support. Alrighty, before I get to Mike Tyson, because I got some Tyson stories, and Jake Paul. I was at, you know, I've been out and about. It was the race in downtown St. Pete, the IndyCar. It was incredible. The amount of people that were there, the amount of people that are down here now. Oh my God, trying to go out to Clearwater Beach. You know, Miami Beach, they said, we don't want any spring breakers. Move them to Clearwater Beach. Between spring training, between snowbirds, now we got spring break. Oh, my God, everybody is down here. But, you know, it's great for the economy, man. It really, really is. And being down in St. Pete last week and just walking around, it's so beautiful. And I mentioned it on the podcast last week. All the teams that I talked to, the drivers, the support staff, everybody on the pit crew, everybody, they love coming to St. Pete at this time of year. It's warm. It's beautiful. It's shorts and t-shirts. And yet it's nice. And at night, in the morning, although we're starting to get up there in the mid high 80s a little bit, you know, during the day, but right now we're good. We're good. We're in our prime. Now is the time. Spring training is beautiful to be out and about that. Everything is good. I did get a chance to go to the Bucks. There's always NFL news. And of course I was there for the Mike Evans, got a 2-year deal, their star wide receiver. And they're undergoing a lot of renovation in there. They're building a new studio. All these NFL teams do so much in-house broadcasting work now with shows, their digital media, their digital shows, their social media, the interviews. They do so much in-house, these palaces. And even though the Bucks facility is nice, and to me it's still new, but it's been around a little bit, that they're upgoing, they're building the studio, they're changing around the media room and this and that. When I went a couple of weeks ago, I noticed the entire turf of all the fields, it was all dirt. They're putting in new grass and just revamping, man, the NFL. Not for long, and it's the top league and getting bigger and bigger and bigger. But it was kind of neat, and I'm not going to get into any news because the news cycle is 24 hours. Sometimes it's 48 hours. So by the time if I say anything now, by the time you hear it later this week, you know what I mean? It's old news. Again, I miss daily shows. I miss it. I'm trying like hell to get back in, but I love what I'm doing and I'm expanding. And I want to thank my man, Jeff Rowland. He's a great guy. He's backing me now. Of course, Radio Influence has been there since day one. We're getting bigger and better. If you want to jump aboard, you want to come aboard the Rock Stops Here podcast, Google me. I'm on social media at Real Rock Raleigh. Very easy to get a hold of. Just get a hold of me and let's do it. 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 But it was interesting because I finally saw Mike Evans smile. I had not seen him smile during the year. I'm serious. He's great with fans. He's a consummate pro. He is going to be in the Hall of Fame. Glad that he's coming back to Tampa Bay. But during the season, all season, I didn't see him smile. I don't think he was happy. I think he wanted that contract before the season began. He doesn't really like media at all, although he was kind of laughing around. Ira Kaufman from Joe Bucks Fan asked him about seeing the media. He's like, you guys have been good to me. And he kind of laughed. He was happy. Why not? Guaranteed money, 2 more years, staying in Tampa Bay. His family is being raised here. Everybody's happy. His wife in the middle of the night or at night said, why don't we stay in Tampa Bay, babe? That's how it goes. Happy wife, happy life, and it's all good. But it was actually good to see him smiling and being happy. And it was kind of neat. I will be at the NFL owners meetings in Orlando. A lot of great stories coming out of that. It's the one time a year where media geeks like me can actually mingle with head coaches, general managers, staff, other national big time media and owners. You never get to hang with the owners as well. It's really, really a cool deal. And it will be my third, I believe. So anyway, I should have some stories on that. All right. Two things. Number one, Keith Thurman. Keith Thurman is a boxer, world-class boxer, has been inactive out of St. Pete Boxing Club. It's in South St. Pete. It's in a rough section of town. It's one of those legendaries, no air conditioning, old school, grimy, old school boxing gyms. Housed world champion Winky Wright, world champion Jeff Left Hook Lacey, my man Diamond David Santos, featherweight out of St. Pete. I just saw him the other day in his Diamond Dave's Diamonds Direct. He's always working. I can go in there any time of day in St. Pete. He's always there. Great guy. Got my wife's wedding ring through Diamond Dave. And then he had Jim McLaughlin, another really legendary trainer. But Dan Birmingham has been working out of the St. Pete Boxing Club. And he's been Winky's trainer forever. Did train Jeff Lacey for a while. He's been with Keith Thurman ever since. Keith Thurman had this gentleman, Ben Getty, when he was just starting out. And Ben Getty died. Remember, the two of them came in, did a TV show with me at Bay News 9. And so I've covered Keith since he's a kid. And he's always in shape. That's the one thing. A lot of these boxers, they'll have what they call walking around weight. That's what they say. What's your walking around weight? Some, when they're not, don't have a fight, they take time off, they balloon up. Keith is always in good shape. And once he starts, he's in incredible shape. So you're going to get that. He's fighting Tazoo. He's good on the mic. He cuts promos. He sells the fights. He lost to Manny Pacquiao. His only loss. He got dropped. I was at a sports bar in Palm Harbor, and it was gasp. He got dropped, but then he rallied. If you keep watching that fight, he rallied, but he lost. He lost to Pac-Man, even though Manny was older, still quick. And, you know, he's been very inactive, but I was talking to Diamond Dave, and I don't think that's going to hurt him. He might be a little rusty in the beginning, obviously, but all the wear and tear, and over the years, he's totally healthy. He's in great shape. And so I can't help it. I'm pulling for him. I've known him since he's a kid. And he's still out of that St. Pete Boxing Club. Still, it's hot as hell and grimy, and I love it. It's like the legendary Gleason's Gym in Brooklyn, New York. I've been to that years and years and years ago. Bert Sugar was a name in the boxing game as a writer, reporter, the big hat, years and years ago. But anyway, all right, I've got to get to Jake Paul, Mike Tyson. Look, I see it in writing, in social media. I hear it. This is bad for boxing. Jake Paul, this YouTuber. Is this the state of boxing today? This is 2024. This is his brand. He's a heel. You want him to get his ass knocked out, Jake Paul. Somebody do it then. Somebody do it. Yes. Is he handpicking guys that he thinks that he can win? Yes, because he's paying. He's the one that's put the whole promotion together. He puts the undercard together. He takes care of the broadcasting. I mean, everything. He's calling the shots. But you know what? There's got to be somebody that's going to knock his ass out. You know, the MMA guys, whether they're older, Woodley, old, it wasn't that old. Nick Diaz, he's going to be great. Nobody can beat him. I thought Anderson Silva. Yeah, Anderson Silva was late 40s. But you know what? Anderson Silva had beaten Julio Cesar Chavez Jr., I believe. And he's, you know, but anyway, I got to get, okay. So many of you, I get it. You can't stand Jake Paul and all that. You know what? This is, God bless America. He's able to do it. You can do it. You do it. Who says you can't do it? He's made himself all this money and this fame. He's a wise ass. He's a troll. He's a pain in the ass. Is he cocky? Is he narcissistic? All this stuff. But he's training. He's training with the best. He's getting better. And I think selecting Mike Tyson is genius on his part. Now, Tyson is 57. Jake Paul is 27. That is a huge factor. Father Time is undefeated. I've seen the clips. You've seen the clips of Tyson with the power. Quick power. These clips are only 30 seconds, 50 seconds. Over a period of rounds, Jake Paul's going to have the advantage. Mike Tyson has got all these strains with the cannabis. He's smoking weed all the time. Look, that's going to affect your cardio. And you're 57. He also was walking with a cane. Over time, you get in that ring and it's you against your opponent and it's on your own. There's no team. You can't rely on somebody to help you out. Like if you're having a bad day as a guard on an offensive line of football, maybe your tackle can help you a little bit. Or you can't move to your right. You got an injured shoulder. Well, he'll kind of help. There's no help. It's one-on-one. And I think we're, and listen, me too. I think we're all seeing the video of Tyson sparring and hitting the bags or hitting the mitts or, you know, looking like he's got power. He's got power. Paul has power too. But he's not, Mike Tyson's not, it's not 30 years ago. It's not. And I think this is actually good for boxing if Tyson can win. If Tyson loses, you know, oh my God, so many people are, oh, what does this do to his legacy? It is embarrassing. It will be embarrassing. No doubt about it. It's still a Disney kid YouTuber in his 20s, 9-1. First couple of fights, who? You know, but and Tyson's record, holy crap, I was just looking at it. Tyson, what the hell is his record? 56-6 with 44 KOs. Now, I don't know how old you are, but if you remember Tyson's fights, I was living in New Jersey. I didn't want to pay for, I had no money at the time. Working in local radio, not making much, having a hell of a time, enjoying my life immensely. Freelancing, maybe a little local at TV. I was working in line painting. I learned with Denville line painting, and then I was a striper driver at Statewide out of Boonton, New Jersey. You know, just having a hell of a good life, fun as hell. And I remember we would go over to where somebody had HBO. And we'd throw in a couple of dollars and we'd watch the fight. And it was always make sure you get there before Tyson's fight. Don't get there right when he's coming into the ring because you might not miss it or you're going to miss it. Remember how fast Tyson would knock these guys out? The black shoes, the no socks, the no frills, nothing, no cape. And he would just, here comes the ring, ding, 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 and boom, he was over to his opponent and he'd unleashing a fury of shots. That was Tyson. 44 KOs, 56-6. Incredible. But that was 30 years ago. That was 30 years ago. He smoked so much weed. Now, I'm hoping that he comes in as good a shape as he can with his power and with his knowledge and experience as a world-class fighter. But I'm concerned if Jake Paul is going to beat him. Seriously, if that happens, that's, I want Tyson to knock out Jake Paul. I want him to knock him out. When I saw the stare down, the first one that they did, it looks like Jake Paul has fear. Looking into Tyson's eyes, listen, Tyson grew up Bedford-Stuyvesant, no home life. And then the older gentleman took him to upstate New York to custom model, took him under his wing. I lived through all of this. I covered a couple of Tyson fights, Tyson press conferences in New York City. Went up. I had his trainer. He was a character. What the heck was his name? Had him on radio one time where he came on. He's doing an interview with me and I hear the toilet flush. He was on the crapper doing the interview with me. I lived through all of that. There was another time where I was set up. I was in TV and I was set up with my camera person and we were supposed to get Tyson next. And the interviewer said something, you know, you stand in line. We were all set. It was in the Big Apple. I was all set to get Tyson next. And whatever the reporter said to Tyson, it pissed off Tyson. And he got pissed. And he took off his lavalier microphone, threw it down. Boom. And he was pissed. And he just looked and he looked at me. And I thought, I shit my pants. I shit my pants. And they walked out. The publicist, that's it. No more interviews. Fine with me. Even though I came into the city and I got a camera guy here and it's costing me or costing the station money and this and that. When I, you know, did you ever see, go on YouTube, did you ever see the video where he's like, I want to eat your children. I want to fucking kill you. You know, this and that. And he's yelling out. It was after a press conference. It was in New York City. I was there. I was there in the audience. And it was scary. I mean, he was unbelievable. I also have another story, and I'm not going to say it on here. But if you see me out, and I think you're okay and you're cool, you're not a jag-off, I'll tell you the story. I'm not going to say it on here. This was during the whole time, Mitch Blood Green. Look him up. Go look him up on YouTube and this and that. So, I mean, that was back in the day. This is 2024. He's 57 years old. Jake Paul's 27 years old. Jake Paul, through a source that I know that is close to the Pauls, he does not drink or smoke. Believe it or not, he is squeaky clean. You wouldn't think it. You think that he's all that. No, he's very cocky. He's a very smart businessman. He is in very good shape. This is his passion. He does have some power. He's learning, but he doesn't smoke or drink. He's in great shape at 27. So, oh, and you know what? I think it's going to do huge numbers. Look, I talked to a friend of mine that is a boxer, was a boxer. I ain't paying for that. But he also told me, but my friend's probably going to have it. It's on Netflix, by the way, if you got Netflix. And he goes, I'll probably go to his house and watch it. You know, is it bad or good? Look, this is how it is anymore. How much of a following do you have? How many Instagram followers do you have? You got a huge following, you're going to get gigs. Because they think you have so many eyeballs looking at you and your brand. This is how it is. Nobody's sitting around anymore and waiting for the 6 and 11 o'clock news as a family. Does your family do that? No. We don't know what's going on. Let's turn on the TV at 11 o'clock tonight and we'll see what's going on. It's not like that anymore. This is it. So you know what, man? It's going to be interesting, but I hope the hell that Mike Tyson could do it. I was living, so a friend of mine, a girl that I knew when I worked at WSUS, FM 102.3 in Sussex County, New Jersey. I was there for 5 years. And I started out, that's where I really started out my career. Yeah, I did a little thing at this WNNJ. It was weird. The owner of the station was weird. He wanted me to investigate the chief of police. He hired me to do that. I did one news anchor and he got mad. He didn't want me on the air. I was going into the little bars. I was following around and hiding in bushes and writing down notes. He wanted to take down the police chief of the town and he was weird. There was a boy that was working there. He said, But I was just coming out of college. You're trying to get experience. I did some free stuff for local cable vision in Jersey, Parsippany, on the go. And but my first real gig was WSUS, FM 102.3, local. They played the hits and news and sports, and I did sports and news. And there was a girl there that was I became good friends with. She did sales, Roseanne. She's since passed away. Rest in peace, Roseanne. And her boyfriend, Steve-O. And they had this little place over in Lake Lackawanna, Byram. And I'd go over there. And he loved the fights. I loved the fights. We have some beers, and we'd party, and we'd watch Tyson. And it was always quick. And then we move ahead a couple of years, and I was working as a freelance reporter, national, for FNN, Financial News Network. It was FNN during the week, and FNN Score, FNN Sports on weekends. And I was East Coast. I was Colorado Rocky. I was from Denver to the East. Covered all the big events. It was great. I would go out, fly out, meet a camera person, audio, do stories. It was great. Did it for 2 years. I was all set to go full-time, benefits, filled out all the paperwork. They were going to have me go to L.A. And it got sold to CNBC. And that's how life goes sometimes. But anyway... I was living in an apartment in Randolph, New Jersey. My mother couldn't believe I didn't want to come back to Dover. I mean, stay with her. And I loved my mother. Rest in, oh my God, at the time. But I just, I. So anyway, I was living by myself in what they call garden apartments. They never call that down here. An apartment complex, a nice one. And it was two floors. And I was living downstairs. And I did not have HBO. I actually had forgotten that Tyson was fighting Buster Douglas in Japan. I was just busy. I was out and about and partying this and that and this and that. And it wasn't a big thing. Tyson was beating everybody. Nobody expected Buster Douglas. And I remember being in my apartment, and the upstairs apartment, there was a young couple. And I heard the screaming. I can't believe it. Holy shit. What? Oh. And I was like, what's going on? What's going on? And there wasn't any news on your phone in those days. And da, da, da. And what happened? Buster Douglas knocked Tyson the hell out. Tyson couldn't find his mouthpiece. And I just remember, wow. And it was like, it was one of those surreal days. You know what I mean? I wasn't watching it, but I heard about it from my neighbors upstairs in New Jersey, and I could not believe it. And then I'm pretty sure I actually did. I did an interview with Buster Douglas, or I remember seeing after that. He didn't capitalize on it. He was one of those guys. I don't think he took it serious. He wasn't in good shape. How can you not be in good shape? And I was just thinking about that, like in this day and age, going back to. So anyway, that's enough on the Tyson. I want to see Tyson win. I'm going to be watching it. It's on Netflix. There you go. Speaking of being in shape, these pro athletes are at a different level. Did you see that Cat Williams, the comedian, ran a below 5 40-yard dash? I think it was like 4.96. He's 52 years old. If I tried to sprint now, I would pull a hammy off my bone. Incredible. That is pretty damn incredible. He's 52 and he's not an athlete. If you think that you're a good athlete, go up against a Major League Baseball player or pitcher, NFL player, wide receiver, try to cover him, play catch with an NFL quarterback, or get out on the ice with an NHL player, or go one-on-one with an NBA player, you will be schooled beyond repair, even if you're at the top of your game. It's so funny. Over the years, how many times have I heard guys say this? Oh, I used to throw in the 90s, man. Yeah, I had an injury to my leg, but man, I was throwing in the 90s. Or, you know, I could have made it, man. I could have made it. I have heard that so many times. They're just different. Like Mike Evans, who I told you about, that signed a new deal. and he was asked, what do you need? What did you learn? What do you need to do now to continue to have this success and even go further because you're older? And he's like, get in even better shape. I've been in the best shape in my career the last 5 years because he's been in the NFL 10 years. Get in even better shape. You don't realize, first of all, these guys are world-class athletes. Secondly, they're big with nutrition now, know so much. They're careful on what they eat and their workouts, how they work out. It's just next level. There's a friend of mine, I know the Nasty Boys, the former WWF tag team champions. And their thing was they never wanted to, Sags was in shape, but Brian Knobbs is his name, Knobbs. They didn't want to be in, they never went to the gym. And after they won the tag team championship, I think it was at a WrestleMania, I'm not sure, but I know they won the, Knobbs was telling me they went into a gym, I think it was in LA, and there was other wrestlers. Now this is back in the day. And they went and they got ice cream cones. And they went into the, you know, constant ball busting. They went into the gym where the wrestlers were training and working out, and they were eating ice cream cones, like, in your face. That doesn't happen anymore. It really doesn't. There is and was a Major League Baseball prospect named Sixto Sanchez. Could throw 100 miles an hour. He was in the Phillies chain. I heard about him. He was pitching in A ball in Clearwater. I went to a game. He wasn't pitching that day. I was hoping to see him. There was something going on. I had to be there. And I had lost track of him. And I think he was out of the game. I saw a picture of him the other day. I think he's with the Marlins organization. He's on the mound. He's got a cut. How the F in 2024, just because you used to be able to get by with heat, how can you have a gut trying to make it to Major League Baseball against the best from the Dominican, Puerto Rico, Cuba, Venezuela, America, Mexico, the best of the best? How can you expect to make it? Like, that blew me away. You just don't see that. But it's just funny. Years ago, there was a guy named Lamar Thomas. He was a Miami Hurricane. He played in the NFL, but not for that long. And I remember there was the group I was around was one of the stations or something. It was like we had a flag game or a touch football game. It was over in Feather Sound, this area of Florida. And I mean, Lamar Thomas came out, and we're all trying to cover him. He made us look silly. He was able to get open. His moves, his quickness, it's different level. But it just cracks me up that a lot of guys can think that they can do it. But anyway. Listen, I think that's about it for today. I want to thank Jim McMahon. I'm pulling for you, Jim. I'm pulling for you. Major Ed, retired Ed Polito. Thank you to John Daly's Legend Celebrity Golf Tour. Thank you. Once again, if you are in the market, you need new windows, you need new doors, you're like, oh, I don't want to get ripped off. Oh, I don't want to have... You won't with Lipton. Lipton Window and Door, Newport Richey. If you're in Pinellas, Hillsborough, Pasco, Hernando counties, give Lipton Window and Door a call at 727-372-2455 or visit their Newport Richey, Florida showroom. Someone will always answer the phone. They're big on customer service, factory back warranty, hurricane protection, replacement windows, patio doors, double hung windows, metal storm panels. 100% financing is available. Fully trained staff. They are the premier window and door contractor in Tampa Bay. Tim Lipton runs it. It's Lipton Window and Door. Best value anywhere. Tell them Rock Riley sent you. The Rock Stops Here podcast. Lipton Window and Door. Listen, thanks a lot, guys. I did promise. It depends on what's going on. I have so many in the can, and I'm continuing to get more. I think I have something like 16 interviews waiting to go. I know I promised Mark Schlereth because he went viral responding to Pat McAfee. Schlereth, formerly ESPN, Fox Sports doing games, stink, a great NFL player. He's out of Denver, Mark Schlereth. He's fantastic. And he was kind of trending. I'm like, I got to play him. I'll play him this week. But I had promised my guys from John Daly's Legend Celebrity Golf Tour, which I have more coming out of that, and more from the Super Bowl, and more from, anyway, thank you for supporting me. If you haven't subscribed, subscribe. It's the Rock Stops Here podcast. And I'll talk to you next week. Let's do it.